This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Another mass demonstration took place Sunday in Moscow, Russia. At least 20,000 protesters demanded the release of people who were jailed for participating in peaceful anti-government protests since July. Unlike most of the previous protests, since the Sunday rally was sanctioned by city authorities, VOA's Zlatitsa Hoke reports.
One of the chief organizers, Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, addressed the rally.
We will make them release the political prisoners if there are a lot of us. Each of us has a strong weapon in our pockets, our phone. Write it on Instagram every day. Write it on Twitter every day.
More than 2,000 protesters have been jailed in recent months for participating in unsanctioned rallies. Several people have been sentenced up to 4 years in jail, and others are being prosecuted for crimes such as violence against police officers.
There needs to be a change of authority, first of all. It should have happened in 2004. President Vladimir Putin should have ruled for 4 years, and that's it.
Since July, protesters in Moscow have been demonstrating against the exclusion of opposition candidates from city assembly elections. Zlatitsa Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Protest organizers say the rallies have had results as the pro-Kremlin party lost a third of its seats in the Moscow City Assembly, even though it kept the majority. More than 100 people have died in relentless monsoon rains in recent days in India, which is on the path to experiencing its wettest September in many years. The states of Uttar Pradesh and Bihar have been particularly hard hit, with people navigating the streets in boats. India's monsoon season runs from June through September, but weather forecasters say they don't know when the monsoons will be over. This is VOA News. Extremists have attacked a U.S. military base in Somalia. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
A Somali official says a suicide car bomber detonated a vehicle packed with explosives at the gate of a military airstrip that serves as a base for U.S. and Somali forces. A security official with the Lower Shabelle Regional Administration says after the bombing, gunfire was heard across the base, suggesting the base was being attacked. The Islamic extremist rebels Al-Shabaab have claimed responsibility. The U.S. military uses the airstrip to train Somali troops and as a base to launch drones that attack Al-Shabaab. I'm Mike Hempen.
Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah is claiming victory in Afghanistan's presidential election over Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. However, no official election results have been released. Abdullah told reporters Monday that he has the most votes in the election that was held Saturday. Election officials said that Abdullah's declaration is premature as official results have yet to be announced. The process of counting votes in Afghanistan is long. Ballot boxes have to arrive from far-off places with little communication. The preliminary results are not expected for a few weeks. Hong Kong is cleaning up after the most violent clashes since protests began in June. Demonstrations over the weekend left buildings daubed in graffiti, windows smashed, and parts of the pavement uprooted. Protesters threw petrol bombs and set fires. Police responded with tear gas and water cannons. Now Hong Kong is bracing for a day of celebration and chaos on October 1st, the founding of Communist China. Reuters' Eve Johnson has more.
Demonstrators are angry about what they see as Beijing's creeping control over the former British colony. But one of their main targets, leader Carrie Lam, won't be here in person to witness the action. She apparently made a last-minute decision to mark the anniversary in Beijing. Meanwhile, mainland China is taking a day to remember those who died in the founding of the country. Hundreds of troops and officials gathered on Tiananmen Square for a solemn ceremony headlined by President Xi Jinping. On Tuesday, the country will shift gears and celebrate its 70th birthday with a massive military parade.
That was Reuters' Eve Johnson. The International Red Cross said Monday it helped facilitate the release of 290 detainees who had been held by Houthi rebels in Yemen. An ICRC statement said 42 of the detainees were supervisors of an attack on a detention site in Damar in early September. Were survivors of that attack. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
The voice VOA 1, the voice of America.